He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour on this Monday, August the 28th. We're going to welcome in September this week, and poor Houston is welcoming in, not welcome, a lot of water, 30 to 50 inches of rain, which is just unimaginable here in California, obviously. And boy, I'll tell you what, that's a tough situation down there right now. In the meantime, we have the Dow down 16 points right now. The insurance stocks are down. Home Depot is up. And the oil and gas stocks are up today. Gasoline prices are up today. But the Dow down 16 points at 21,797 to begin the new week. The S&P 500 is up 62 cents. Those energy stocks helping that out a little bit. The S&P is at 2,443 this morning. The NASDAQ is up 9 points this morning at 6,274 as Amazon takes over Whole Foods today. I'm almost tempted to drive down to the nearest Whole Foods market and check out the price on organic avocados to see how much the Amazon effect is having on those right now. Crude oil is down 71 cents this morning to $47.16. You'd think oil would be higher, but it's not. Gold is up $6 per ounce, and it's finally breaking the 1300 level. That hasn't happened in a while. We're at 1303 now. On gold, I got to believe that the U.S. dollar is dropping. Silver is up 14 cents to 17.18. Yep, the euro up to 1.19 now. Wow, as the dollar continues to sink, and the 10-year yield is at 2.18% this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in a dry San Diego, California, but I just talked to our producers down there in Dallas where our signal is sent out from, and a lot of traffic in the Dallas area, people trying to get out of harm's way. You know, Houston is a very large, what is it? I think it's the fourth or fifth largest city in America, and basically underwater right now, let alone Corpus Christi, where the storm came ashore. And we'll see. You know, this was supposed to be the week barnstorming across the USA with the tax reform message, but this definitely will be, I think President Trump has to put this one a little bit higher on the priority scale. His to-do list just got shuffled for the week. And that's probably why you're seeing the market soften a little bit, because it was looking forward to the barnstorming tax reform tour this week, as the market has been waiting for that, for the focus to turn to tax reform, corporate tax cuts to make our corporations more competitive in the world. But now we've got this disaster that needs to be addressed, and it's swamping the U.S. energy engine right now. Gasoline futures are up 7% today to $1.77 on the futures, as the refinery shutdowns could reduce the demand for American oil. So right now, obviously, the oil producers here in the U.S., they don't need the oil right now. The refineries, they can't handle it. They're shut down. And that's what's putting the downward pressure on oil prices. The top insurers in Texas, Berkshire Hathaway and Allstate. I own Allstate in my premier growth, or no, my income and growth portfolio. It's a dividend payer. Allstate is down 1.7% this morning. No big deal there, but it will remain to be seen the monetary damages from this hurricane for the insurers. Berkshire Hathaway, in the meantime, is only down 0.5% this morning. They are the two largest insurers. Damages from Harvey are estimated to be well below those from major storms that have hit New Orleans and New York, however. Katrina insurance losses in 2005 were $80 billion, and Hurricane Sandy were $36 billion. And right now, the estimates for this one are coming in lower than that. If you're on a cruise in the Gulf, the port of Galveston is closed right now. They're diverting ships to New Orleans and to Miami. That's Carnival Cruise Lines. Let's see how Carnival's doing. That's another stock I own in my dividend account. It's actually up this morning, 16 cents. So very little impact on the cruise ships right now. Sportsbooks had a record take. If you bet on McGregor, the sportsbooks have your money, and you don't anymore. Caesars Palace made $2 million on the fight, as 88% of the bets made on the last day came in on the Irishman, the martial arts guy fighting in his first boxing match. And we also have other MGM resorts raked in $1 million in profits on the fight, as most of the betting went down on the Irishman McGregor, who lost the fight. And Mayweather, of course, 50-0. That beats Marciano's record, 49-0, when he was done. And Mayweather says he's done, but with those kind of payouts looming out there, you just wonder about that. There's a action in the biotechs this morning. You know, this stock has been showing some very, very unusual activity. Kite Pharmaceutical. In fact, it's been showing up in the app. I've sent out several tweets about it over the last several weeks. I kind of used the line from Mary Poppins, "Let's go fly a kite." I never did step into the stock and fly a kite of my own. But the stock is being taken out this morning. It's being bought by Gilead Sciences. Gilead kind of needs to restock their pipeline. They had that big hit drug with their hepatitis C that they charged $1,000 a pill. It caused all the hoopla in Congress and everything. Well, Gilead is buying Kite Pharmaceutical this morning. And it's up big. Let me just look and see what Kite was ranked in the Best Stocks Now app. It's definitely been detecting unusual activity there in that stock. In fact, 3 months ago, Kite was ranked at number 3,013. Okay, so it's going along. You know, I have no interest in the stock. It's not one that I'm checking on a daily basis. And then all of a sudden, something started to happen over there. 2 months ago, Kite was ranked at number 163. Okay, that puts it on my daily watch list. I try to look at those top 300, top 350 every single day. And I started sending out tweets on the stock that there was unusual activity taking place. In fact, on August 15th, I said, "Let's go fly a kite up to the highest height." Kite is breaking out. It's now number 283 overall. Now, listen what I tweeted. I only send out three or four tweets a day, so you know it's pretty significant when I send one out. On March 9th of this year, that's about 5 months ago, breakout of the day, Kite. Number 162 overall, and I also mentioned that I did not have a position in the stock, but it was the breakout of the day. That's a technical pattern that busts through that roof, that ceiling, to new heights, and on that day, the breakout of the day was Kite, and it had moved up to number 162 overall in the app. And then 13 days ago, 2 weeks ago, I said another momentum stock hitting a new high. Let's go fly a kite, number 185 overall. And then last week, 1 week ago today, I sent out a tweet, momentum stock of the day, kite, number 146 overall, no position. You know, that's a great feature of the app. You can look up any stock in the app. There's 4,600 right now, and you can scroll down to my comments that I've made. If you don't see any comments, that should tell you something. But you can see the pattern of the comments and the rise in the rank of kite. I never bought it. I missed it. The stock is up 29% today. It's up $39 a share as it's being bought out by Gilead Sciences, Kite Pharmaceutical. This is Bill Gunderson. Let's go see if we can find some more kites up there in the air today. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the earnings season is now pretty much over. It's done. We might get a few more that trickle in this week, and we won't have our next earnings event for another 4 weeks when the third quarter of 2017 comes to an end. So we're kind of in a little bit of a vortex here between, big news-making events in the market. Earnings season is always very eventful for the individual companies as they report. I think the market, now we've got this natural disaster that's come along. So I think we'll continue to probably pause a little bit here. Consolidate recent gains in the market. Market's up about 9% for the year. Emerging markets, a lot of action going on in the emerging markets. I picked up one this morning in my ultra growth portfolio. I sent out that push notification to all my live trading subscribers. I bought a new company, a new stock for that portfolio. And it came about as a result of the stocks that we've been adding to the Best Stocks Now app. We've already turned up several that I had never heard of before. And as I did the research and looked into them, I said, you know what? This is better than a lot of the companies we have here in America right now. And the action overseas continues to be very good. The emerging markets are up over 20% so far this year. Europe is up about 16%. We're up about 9%. And so, you know what? I just think expanding your search beyond the borders of the U.S. makes all kinds of sense right now. And we continue to do that. Hopefully, I've got about 500 more ready to upload into the app, but I'm just proofreading them one last time before I do that. I don't want any false positives entering into the app. China was rocking last week. On Friday, China was breaking out to new all-time highs. China's being helped by a falling U.S. dollar. I think the dollar, they feel like the Fed is being a little bit too dovish here and is behind the curve, which could cause some severe problems. It's like, hey, you better evacuate the bond market, get out of the way, because at some point in time, the dam's going to break there. And the dollar seems to be very nervous about the bond market, in my opinion. And the dollar's been very, very, very weak. In fact, on Friday, after the Jackson Hole comments, it plunged again. And that does push emerging market stocks higher. And there's definitely opportunity outside the borders of the U.S. I know Trump right now is calling for tariffs against China, but I think that's just a chip that he's using. You don't want to start a trade war with China. We've got all of these companies that want to sell into that giant market. So let's not forget that China has a lot of leverage, too. Hey, you want into our markets? Now, Trump did fire the first shot across the bow when he said we're going to have an investigation into their encroachment upon some of the patents and patent infringement and copyright violations, etc. China reacted to that. Now with Trump yelling about tariffs against China, I don't know. We'll see. I don't think that's a good idea myself. One of the companies that continues to try to get into China is Apple. Apple has an event coming up. The news is on September the 12th. So in 2 weeks, sounds like 2 weeks from today, Apple will be unveiling their new iPhone 8. And there's a lot of hype. There's a lot of rumors that it'll have wireless charging. You'll be able to just set it next by a charger, and it will wirelessly transfer the charger. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Other rumors about the phone. And, of course, Apple's future and their earnings future really depends upon another blockbuster hit, something that's going to make you say, gee, I need to trash this phone that I currently am using, and I really need that new one. Of course, the millennials, they're already in that mindset that they've got to have the latest and the greatest. And the cost for these phones now is pushing up against $1,000 for a phone that can do everything, however, even pick stocks with the Best Stocks Now app, which is on the iPhone platform. And on a daily basis, that iPhone app is in the top 50 or so. My Best Stocks Now app, some days it's number 4 or 5 in the iPhone store. As far as bringing in gross, people paying for it in the iPhone store. And, of course, Apple takes 30% out of my hide. I've helped Apple stock. If you own Apple, you can thank me a little bit. They get some revenues off of Gunderson. 30% of all my app sales on the iPhone store and the iPad store go to Apple. And we're continuing, we're about a month behind schedule on the revisions that we want to make to the app, cleaning up the menus, and being able to sort by Europe, sort by emerging markets, sort by mutual funds, have secondary sorts, and then also the universal sort, which shows overall in the world, where does this stock, where does this mutual fund stand? And that ranking is based on two things. It's based on performance, otherwise known as momentum in some corners, and it's based on valuation where possible. We can't put a valuation on a mutual fund. We can't put a valuation on a biotech company without any earnings. But the ranking system that I developed takes all of that into account. And it ranks these stocks and these mutual funds and these ETFs, whether they be in China, whether they be in Europe, whether they be in Vietnam, Latin America, on a daily basis, and the trends, you'll notice, remain in place for quite some time. It's absolutely vital to me to cut through the 5,000 almost companies on a daily basis and get right to the cream of the crop. Let's sort through those. It's a lot easier to go through 300 or 400 stocks on a daily basis than it is 4,000. I'd have to have a team of people here. But because the app narrows down that search for me, and it can do the same thing for you as an individual investor, it can cut through the noise and get right to where the action is. Look what it did with that Kite Pharmaceutical. And even though I missed out on the Kite Pharmaceutical and the big buyout today, I definitely noticed the noise that it was making. And you can look for yourself. You can pull up Kite on the app, scroll down, look at the comments I've been making. If nothing else, every day go to my website, GundersonCapital.com, and read the tweets that I made during the day. There's only 4 or 5. These are stocks to keep your eye on, and you would have at least had Kite on your radar screen big time, because I've made some a lot of comments about that stock recently. Okay, when we come back, one of the leaders in the market is really struggling, and I believe it's hurting the market. We'll be right back.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, it was 4 weeks ago, last Friday, and, you know, I kind of felt like it was a seminal moment in the market at the time, because up until then, I mean, the market was roaring. In fact, on that day, July 27th, here we are, August 28th, just 4 weeks later, the tech stocks were on fire. The market was really on fire, but it was being led by the FANG stocks, F-A-A-N-G, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. And, of course, there were others that were leading the charge. And on that July 27th, Amazon hit a new all-time high of $1,083 per share. Priceline.com was cracking the $2,000 per share mark for the first time in its history, and the NASDAQ was hitting a new all-time high on that day of 6,460. So, you know, that was a giddy day. My buddy Douglas Apperly, who helped me with the mechanics of the app and the database and everything like that, he uses that term all the time. You know, after a guy hits a home run, you see him in the dugout. He's giddy. He's talking to all the guys. Here's how you do it. Here's how you hold your bat, or your horse wins at the horse races and you cash a ticket. You're giddy. Well, we were giddy that day in the stock market as we were hitting new all-time highs. And it would have seemed at the time that Amazon was invincible. All right? Amazon was invincible. And the NASDAQ was invincible, and that's all that existed in the market were the FANG stocks. But then something happened on that July 27th day. Right after the market hit new highs and Amazon hit 1,083, there was a very abrupt sell-off and turnaround, intraday reversal, that took Amazon lower, that took the NASDAQ lower, that took the FANG stocks lower. And it was as if somebody knew something. And when the market does a big unexplained turnaround like that, I try to find an explanation. I search for an explanation. Okay, what just happened? And, you know, really our whole office, I'll ask my son Steven, I say, see if you can find out what happened. Because we have Fox Business on, we have all of our internets are up and running, and we're watching the news come in on the market. I said, do you see anything? Do you hear anything? Is there news on tax reform? We could not find anything until the market closed that day. And I still didn't have an answer, and I was still searching for the answer. And then Amazon reported earnings. And instead of $1.43, I want to say they came in with 43 cents. They missed their earnings estimates by a wide, wide margin. And as soon as I saw those earnings cross the tape, I said, I just found the answer as to why the market reversed a few hours before the close. Somebody knew something, obviously. You think that word doesn't leak out? Look at this Kite Pharmaceutical that's been acting and behaving in such an unusual, jubilant, and buoyant manner here over the last several weeks. Somebody knew something. You know, I'm sure there's always investigations, whether there was insider trading or not, but they can't catch them all. There's things leaking out. Look at the leaks from the White House, private conversations between two world leaders, and the New York Times has the transcript, for heaven's sakes. Well, you know there's stuff leaking out in the market, and I said to Stephen, I said to Rob and to Lisa, I said, look, something happened. Somebody knew that Amazon was going to whiff in the after hours. Well, Amazon didn't really sell off that much, you know, but now looking back, I mean, the stock is down 12% since then. And I have to be honest that the market has not been the same that buoyant attitude, that giddiness on that July 27th day has disappeared from the market. Oh, the market's still okay. But we really saw a chill. In fact, you know, we haven't gotten back to that all-time high in the NASDAQ. It hit 6,460 on that day. We're down to 6,278. It put a chill into the market. When one of the big horsemen of that FANG trade fell off his horse, the others kind of slowed down with it. Now, it's not really fair that that happens. It's not really fair that we paint all of the FANG stocks or the entire NASDAQ or even the entire market with the same brush, but the market does that all of the time. And as I've said, Amazon is now down 12%. And for the record, I sold my Amazon 2 days after that report when I went through the numbers. I saw the new numbers coming in on Amazon. I've never seen, so far this year, I haven't seen so many downgrades as far as the numbers, such a significant hit to future earnings than what I saw on Amazon. And I'm a guy who follows earnings. I would have been disobeying my own rule number one that stocks follow earnings had I not sold my Amazon on that day. And I sold my Amazon, I think, at $995 per share, just as it started to cut under that 1,000 level. And as I look at Amazon today, it's struggling to hold on to the 950 level. That seems to be its support level right now. And it's very tenuously hanging on to that 950 support level. And I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend how it's impacted the entire NASDAQ and that entire FANG sector. I see Google hovering near support. Priceline is not the stock that it was as it was crashing through 2000. Netflix is not the stock it was. Apple is doing probably the best of all of those FANG stocks. But ever since Amazon had their earnings expectations lowered from $11.38 clear down to a current reading of $8.17, that's a 28% drop in earnings expectations. And all things being equal, if you slice 28% off of that high that Amazon made, I mean, Amazon could drop down into the 825 area from the current 950. And the worry that I have is if it does that, would it take the rest of the NASDAQ with it? Well, I still think we have to take it one stock at a time. We still have to look at Netflix individually on a daily basis. We still have to look at Apple on a daily basis, and Facebook. You know, Facebook, on the other hand, slaughtered their earnings estimates. Facebook currently has a PEG ratio of just over one. Facebook, to me, is still an amazing value, but it's being dragged down by Amazon, which was the leader in the market. I think that Amazon has replaced Apple as the one that everybody looks to, as the barometer for the tech sector. And with Amazon selling off by 12%, it's definitely caused the giddiness. The giddiness has been removed from the NASDAQ and from the FANG trade, but I think eventually it will wear off and then it's going to come back to the individual fundamentals of the FANG stocks and those stocks outside of FANG, you know, the NASDAQ. There's 100 stocks in the NASDAQ composite. And I still don't think that there's a sector out there that offers more growth at still a fairly reasonable price on a lot of these companies than the tech sector. But I think right now that there's this Amazon overhang, and I think it probably creates an opportunity to go in and buy some of the outstanding technology stocks that are still trading at huge discounts to their growth rates. And like I say, have said in the past, if we can get tax reform and corporate tax cuts, That's going to make those stocks even the more valuable. What companies are going to benefit the most from corporate tax cuts? The companies with the biggest amount of profits. They're going to benefit the most. And my current target price on the S&P is $2,600. If we got corporate tax cuts, it would go to $2,800. But right now we've got this cloud called Amazon kind of hovering over the market, which creates some opportunity to go in and look for those stocks with decent PEG ratios holding up well that have sold off a little bit along with Amazon. Let me give you an example when I come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're going to have tax reform, the barnstorming across America. That's going to be delayed maybe by a week, maybe by several days, as the attention, the focus turns to the disaster from Hurricane Harvey. And the market is pretty quiet here today. I'm seeing a little sell-off in the Chinese stocks with President Trump rattling the saber, mentioning the word tariffs on Chinese goods. Alibaba is down 2% this morning. I still like many of the Chinese stocks. Netflix is having a good day today. It's my biggest winner so far. But overall, it's pretty quiet. Now, you go back to that July 27th, and the market was giddy. It's better to buy when the market's not giddy, and the market settled down a little bit. Here we are a month later, and you take a look at a Netflix, which was hitting 191 back in late July, and now it's at 168. So it's come down. The Amazon effect has definitely brought down a lot of these leaders. Now, I'm going to compare two stocks here side by side. So this is actually a pretty good time right now to do a little bit of shopping. And I've definitely been doing more buying here the last week than I have been doing selling. And I have several stocks on my radar. Now, I already own Facebook, but I think with this recent pullback, look at Facebook. Facebook has come down from 175 to 167. So it's had a little bit of a sell-off, not that much. But let's just compare the numbers here, okay? Since Amazon's big whiff, and I mean it was a whiff with the bases loaded, they struck out and really disappointed the owners of the stock. Well, we can't be too disappointed. I sold Amazon for 108% profit last year, and this year I sold it for another 24% profit. I am out of the stock right now, and one of the reasons is, you know, when a company misses earnings by that much, what happens to the P.E. ratio? The P.E. ratio goes up like the thermometer in Barstow or in Las Vegas on a hot August day. The P.E. ratio has risen to on Amazon to 242 times. Now, I know there's been these comparisons to the year 2000 and the valuations of the tech stocks back then, and I've written articles saying there's no tech bubble right now. Oh, there may be a bubble in a few stocks here and there, but overall, there's nothing near the bubble that we had back in the year 2000. But the numbers currently on Amazon, they do meet the criteria for me as being similar to those bloated numbers back in the year 2000 when the NASDAQ hit 5,000 for the first time. Took 17 years for it to get back there, didn't it? That's how bloated it was. Well, Amazon's current P.E. is 242. Its forward P.E. ratio, that's the current price of the stock divided by next year's earnings, which are now a lot lower. They're no longer 11.37. They're now 8.19. So we're dividing by a much smaller number. That produces a quotient much bigger, a forward P.E. ratio of 116 on Amazon. And the PEG ratio has now gone to 4.01. Now, I'm a guy who likes to buy stocks with PEG ratios hovering around the 1 area. 4.01 is out of sight. It's out of sight. So I have a real problem with the current valuation. I think Amazon's got to get its act together. They got to get their earnings growing. They got to get back on that trajectory. But if you put Facebook right alongside Amazon right now, and by the way, Amazon has dropped in rank in my app, clear down to number 2,445. It was number 77 3 months ago. It's in the middle of the pack right now. It's a pack animal. If you go to the horse races, you don't want a horse that runs in the middle of the pack. By contrast, Facebook now has a P.E. ratio of 37. Okay, that compares to 242 with Amazon. Facebook has a forward P.E. of 25.8. That compares to 116 for Amazon. But here's the real separator for me. While Amazon's PEG ratio, that's the price, the PE ratio divided by growth, the growth rate, the PEG ratio on Facebook is just 1.1. The PEG ratio on Amazon is 4.1. So I think this Amazon effect and it dragging down many of these leadership FANG stocks. Why were they leaders? Because they're producing most of the earnings growth in the NASDAQ. While other companies like Cisco and IBM are growing in the single digits, these stocks are still growing their earnings by 25, 30% a year. No wonder they're a big part of the results here in 2017. No wonder they're driving the market higher. They deserve to drive the market higher. And I think these people that stand on the sidelines and say, well, this market's being led by just five or six stocks. Well, then why don't you own those five or six stocks, huh? You're over here owning General Electric and IBM and all of these slow single-digit growth, and you're throwing darts at these 30% growers. You deserve what you get. Well, Facebook, in my opinion, still makes a lot of sense right here. It pulled back recently. I think it's number, it's ranked at number, where's my Facebook rank here? It's in the number, it's in the top 100, 150, somewhere around in there. It has pulled back about 6 or 7% here. So I think the downdraft in Amazon has created opportunity for stock pickers to take a look at some of these PEG ratios that just got cheaper. Oh, I think they're going to come storming back. I don't think it's over for the NASDAQ or for the technology stocks. And I don't think it's fair to paint every stock with the same brush, which is being done right now. The market is behaving like, well, since Amazon had a big downdraft to their earnings, all of the other tech stocks should be taken down 8, 9, 10% along with Amazon. No, not fair. There's some good buys right now in the fast growth, low PEG ratio companies. You want to know what some of them are? Well, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Check the newsletter out, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.